What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of What You Gonna Watch, and today we're reviewing Quantico. So, first, I just want to thank you guys for almost 1,000 plays. You know, it's gonna be awesome. Anyways, but so this rating, well, there are 3 seasons, and I'm only on season 1, episode 10. So, I can't remember when it was, but, well, first off, I saw this show on Netflix quite a bit. Well, I saw it on Netflix once, and as soon as I saw it, you know, of course I watched the preview. And then, I can't remember why, because I don't know why, but I don't really like watching shows that are in another language and that do a voiceover, because it's really easy to tell that the lips aren't saying what they're actually saying, and it's just, I don't know, you know, so that's what I remember, but I guess not. But anyways, I put it in my list to watch later, and it's been in there for quite a while, because every time I go to look at the items in my list, it's been there. So the one time I decided to watch it, thinking that it was going to be in another language, but I was wrong. It was in English. I don't know. Maybe I just remembered it wrong. I don't know. But yeah. So I think whenever I started watching it, I like binge watched it a little bit for as long as I could. Anyways, I didn't get too far, you know. So yeah, and then I ended up getting to episode 10. But so far as I've seen, I would give this a rating of a 10 out of 10 for sure. So there are these FBI, well, they're not FBI agents yet, you know, they're going in there for more training to become FBI agents. They're going to Quantico, which is where I think most of, like, I don't know exactly, you know, yeah, but either way, there was Alex Parrish, Ryan Booth, Shelby White, Namora Amin, I don't know, Caleb Haas, and those were, like, the main ones right there. Well, I mean, I don't know how to pronounce her name, but Namaya Amin, I don't know, but she had a twin sister, and they, because I'm in, I don't know if it's real or just in the show or not, but twins are, like, a big asset to a team like that or something, because, you know, they can easily switch out of places and, you know, no one will notice, and, you know, they could easily give information within like 5 seconds, you know, when it'll be like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, and then they'll switch, and as they're switching, the person who is out there will, you know, give her the information that she learned, so the other twin can go out there and, you know, not look suspicious, you know, asking the wrong questions or, like, forgetting something that the person told him, like, 2 seconds ago. You know. Yeah. Anyways. Ryan Booth, was actually sent to spy on Agent Parrish. Is apparently, I think his name is Liam. He thought that she was a danger to everyone or something, because, you know, she knew things, I guess, or something, I don't know. So, he decided to have, Special Agent Ryan Booth, like, redo the thing, so that way he could spy on her. But, you know, a lot of things, like, you know, doing certain events, you know, every once in a while, someone would, point out, like, oh, it's like you've done this before. I was like, you know, it's because he has done it before, you know, but eventually, they make a stupid mistake by, Miranda, she's the head of this thing, right? And so, they were learning, I don't know, it's like, things about cameras always running, you know, you can get anything on cameras, whatever, I don't know. So, they did a project where, because before they had to, you know, like, do things on each other, you know, like, write down the things I hate the most, or not the things I hate the most, their weaknesses, they had to write down their weaknesses, right, and then it got posted up on a board, and, you know, no one was supposed to see each other's weakness, what anyone else wrote about their weakness, and, but no, they printed it out, and they put it on a wall, you know? So, yeah, that created some tension and some not-so-good things, right? And then Miranda decided to have them spy on her, you know, for that, either for the 24 hours or for the day or something like that. And while doing that, Alex Parrish and Ryan Booth were together. Also, they sort of were together before they even got there, because they were on a plane. They met on the plane, they talked, and then did some things in a car, and, you know, they talked after that. And, you know, and then they'd end up going to the same place, which I don't know if they knew they were going to the same place or not, but, you know, yeah. Anyways, so Ryan was, underneath, Miranda's house, you know, putting up, like, cameras and microphones and stuff, which he was allowed to, you know, that was the project they were doing, and that is whenever, Liam walked in, Liam O'Connor, you know, that's, that was his last name. Anyways, he walked in, and, he talked to, Miranda's son, and, you know, I think he saw someone outside, and then he went to go check, and, you know, he was talking to Booth, and, and then, he said things about it, and then Booth was like, oh, you really need to shut up, and then he kept talking, he's like, you seriously need to shut up, and then he ended up saying the thing, like, and then, O'Connor said something like, I've told you your job on spying on her is done, something like that, and then he was like, oh, well, you just outed yourself to her, because she was in a van hearing the audio, and so she heard everything, so, yeah, it's pretty interesting, you know, but that's not the most interesting part. So this is sort of a show that takes place in the future and the past, so, I mean, present in the future. So in the present, all of them are, you know, going through the academy, right? In the future, I don't know how long it was, like maybe 6 months in the future, something like that, or I don't know how long, but there is a terrorist attack on one of the buildings, and Alex Parrish was placed right in the middle, and she was like placed like sort of in the rubbish, something like that, and she was on detail duty that day, I think. And so, whenever, like, everyone got there, also, she was the only survival in, like, a 250-something mile radius. So, yeah, you know, everyone was a little, suspicious about that. And, you know, she told him she was FBI. I don't know who it was, but someone in the FBI checked her pockets to get her ID, and yes, it was FBI. Oh, this was 6 months later. Is also, they've also graduated, you know, so they're not in the trainee group anymore, I think, anyways. But, yeah, she goes back to, the base, or not the base, I don't know, some police station, I think, I don't know. And then, he tells her that he thinks that the bomb was done by one of her classmates, and so she has to figure out who. And so, you know, she, you know, like, talks a little bit, you know, like, saying, I think she says, like, oh, I don't think these people could have done it, something like that. Or she goes around, oh, no, she says, like, exactly what happened that day. You know, and then, I can't remember his name. You know, the person who, like, checked his ID and all that stuff. Checked her ID and all that stuff. You know, he got a note, and he put it in his coffee cup. And yeah, I think he went to throw the note away or something, but it landed on the floor. And, like, maybe 5 seconds later, she looked at it, and it said, keep stalling. So she, and then, yeah, so she figured out that they thought that she was guilty of doing that, and so she had to, you know, stay. Right, but she was not guilty. So, you know, of course, everyone thinks she does it. Also, Ryan Booth in the future was shot, and, you know, he was in the emergency room or something like that, so they were waiting for him to wake up to identify her as the person who shot him, so that way, you know, they could put her in jail and stuff. And of course, she's, you know, all like, oh, they're going after me instead of the real terrorist, you know, so, yeah. Anyways. So, the police invade her hotel, or room, apartment, something like that, and they find everything, just, like, laying out on the table, all the stuff you needed that she, quote, used to make the bomb, which she didn't actually use, it was a setup. So, yeah, and as she was going, she opened up a cabinet, which saw was, like, maybe, like, an inch thick wall of drywall, something like that, that led to the other apartment, so she broke it, and she went to the other apartment, which is when she found a bomb, wire on the floor, which gave a lot of clues and a lot of evidence and stuff like that. And there's also something else, can't remember what it was, but she found her fingerprints on it, although it wasn't actually hers. You know, also, you might be saying, well, she probably just picked it up with her hands, that's why. Nope, she wrapped it in a thing, and she never even touched it, so. Yeah. It's pretty interesting. But yeah, if this seems like something you want to watch, it's available on quite a bit of platforms, you know, Netflix, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Movies and TV, Apple TV, Vudu, and Amazon Prime Video. So yeah. Anyways, and now it's time for the show description. Executive producers Joss Safran and Mark Gordon explores the lives of young FBI recruits who have come to Quantico Base in Virginia for 21 weeks of training to become special agents. The recruits have been thoroughly vetted and are considered the best and the brightest, but each one possesses secrets, including hidden reasons for enlisting. One recruit is harboring the biggest secret of all, and he ends up being suspected of masterminding the most likely deadly attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. So yeah, that part where it says, one recruit is harboring a very big secret of all and ends up being suspected of masterminding the most deadly attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. I don't think I've gotten that far, because the only person who is suspicious of doing the bomb attack was Alex Parrish. And so maybe, I don't know, maybe, well, I think that just gave a big hint in saying that it was a guy who did it and not a girl. I don't know, but yeah, if you guys want to watch it, I highly suggest it. Now, if you guys have any questions or show suggestions, then leave a voice message and, you know, we'll review it on the next episode. And now just the, you know, the normal announcements at the end. Sponsors from 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you can help me upgrade this podcast and make it even better. Yes, you know, yeah. And, yeah, I think that's it. If you want to check out the website at wgwcast.wordpress.com, it'd be great, you could get some merch while you're at it, and I will see you in the next episode.